On May 22, 2015, Daniel Cousins died of a fentanyl overdose. He was 31. Dan was originally from England, but he moved to Portsmouth to be with his wife, Jennifer. Jennifer had confronted Dan many times about his drug use. Their marriage was under strain, and they were actually separated when he died. Still, they talked every day, and Jennifer was fighting to save his life. After he died, Jennifer found something Dan had left behind. Dan had made a video diary on his phone, chronicling the last month of his fight with addiction. 8 months after his death, Jen Cousins sat down with Dan's phone and started watching. She also contacted former NHPR reporter Jack Rodolico to talk about sharing her and Dan's story. That story will be featured this week on the show Reveal, airing Sunday at 4 p.m. on NHPR. Here's a preview.
Okay. Am I recording? Yeah, I'm recording. Okay. Here we go. I'm sitting here in my bedroom in my house, and I'm about to start watching some of the videos that Dan made on his phone. I kind of refer to them as his heroin diaries. I'm nervous. I'm a little anxious. I don't know what he's going to say, but I need to watch them because I need to know.
Hi, my name's Dan. You know, I've tried keeping diaries before, but I've never been very good at them. So I thought I'd keep a video diary. I don't know how long it's going to last, but the reason why I'm keeping a video diary is I was recently diagnosed with major depression, and I also suffer from quite a lot of anxiety.
I still can't figure out how he made that jump. Like, he didn't start with pot or, you know, any of the more mild drugs, if you can even call them that. He just started using heroin.
Like, all the time, my brain is like this freaking, like, conference room with people yelling at each other, all different things, and it's changing constantly. And then you just know that there's something, and it's just gonna silence it, and you can just be yourself and smile. And but of course I don't want to be, you know, a drug addict. Like,
as soon as I started watching it, I could tell that
for many reasons
he was under the influence, because his pupils were pinpoint.
Oh, where was I? So today's like the 3rd of May 2015. It was super nice day, like warm and sunny, and my eyes are like pinpricks.
He kind of goes from speaking
maybe they're not
kind of slowly, like he's really sleepy.
Huh. Isn't that the strangest thing? Anyway.
And then he'll just kind of have a burst of words.
I'm having a gin and tonic. So that should level me out a bit.
When he's nice under the influence, and he kind of drifts off.
So,
but he has like conversations with himself.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And I wonder what that is.
And I think that's what all these kind of guys don't get. Bam. You're dead.
And all these videos so far have been taken in the apartment. And he's got Brady on his lap.
Just got Brady, my cat, my little kitty cat, jumping on my lap. Brady! Brady! Smile for the camera. What a good boy. Yay. Good night. I did like 3 reasonable lines, you know. I am feeling pretty freaking awesome.
I didn't know who to call. I told my mom. I called his doctor. I called a crisis line.
I'm not a heroin addict. And I know that I've been taking it way too much recently, so...
Like, he straight up says he's not an addict, and at that point, I mean, is it even possible to be, like, a casual heroin user? I mean, really?
I don't know. I might just cut back, or I might just stop taking it altogether. I don't really see the difference between, like, heroin or, like, drinking or smoking.
Seriously. 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 I mean... Come on, like, Dan,
you know,
you're not an idiot. Like, you, I don't know. I don't know. It's like I'm talking to him. Like, it's heroin. It's heroin.
Just, like, helps me chill out. And right now I'm very chilled out. So I'm going to eat my breakfast, drink my coffee, and stop making a fool out of myself on camera. Bye-bye.
I talked to him every day. I posted notes around the apartment telling him how much I loved him and how dangerous this drug was and how I would do anything that he needed me to do to help him get better and quit and get sober. Every day I asked him, "Are you ready to quit?" And he'd say, "No." I don't know. I feel sick to my stomach. I feel like I've been punched in the gut. I feel like I've just had like a mega dose of Danny tonight, and that was quite the video.
That was an excerpt from a story by former NHPR reporter Jack Rodolico that will air on Reveal this Sunday at 4 p.m.